Dentistry is changing. Technology, education, and resources are closer to our fingertips now more than ever. Are you ready to learn what millennial dentists are doing to exceed patient expectations, enjoy dentistry more, and take more vacations? Or how this generation can join up with the previous ones to make for an unstoppable dental team? Well, wait no longer. Here is your host of The Millennial Dentist, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
And we're recording, Blake, so mic up.
All right,
yeah.
Here we are.
Multiple recording albums.
There are a lot of, I'm kind of confused now. Look at which camera, which audio, what is the light?
There's no way to miss this. If you miss this, no. You're living under a rock. So,
all right, well, we're talking to Blake McKillen. He's a great dear friend of mine. Very, very fortunate to know him. I've known him now almost over a year.
Yeah, about a year.
And
Let's tell how we met. We met through Instagram,
right? Yeah, absolutely. Instagram.
We met on, obviously through the Implant Compare Instagram. Connected with Paymon, loved his work, and we connected. He happened to be just a few hours away up here in Nashville, so I was going to be in the area, and we had lunch, and the rest is history.
It is.
So the power of social media, for sure, absolutely.
Seriously.
So thanks for having me, guys. It's exciting. I like what you guys are doing with the Millennial Podcast. I think that you're hitting the right area. The Millennials, we get a lot of flack. The Baby Boomers are always the first. We're the first ones they throw under the bus. But at the end of the day, we're making life a lot easier. You know, I think so.
You're exactly right. And what I love about what we've been doing is we've gotten a lot of good feedback, and I'm sure you hear this all the time, is the reality is the millennials are going to be the ones ushering in the technology. Like, we're going to be taking all the new gadgets and gizmos and things that are pushing dentistry, making dentistry easier, more affordable, more apparent everywhere, and using it to utilize and best serve our patients earlier on than most dentists do, right? And then with that, we're utilizing all the new technology and social media to better practice. And so it's really interesting that, you know, we get a lot of flack for a lot of things, but the reality is watch out, because we're coming, you know?
Right. We ask the question, why? I mean, we look at inefficiencies in life and we go, but why? You know, right? With the technologies that are out there. I mean, look at Uber, for instance. We don't want to have to call a cab. We don't want to have to even wait for it. We want it to be there. Let us know when they're actually there and not even have to re-put in our credit card information or pay them with cash, right? We just want it to the instantaneous. And so I think that trickles down into all aspects of life. We're in a time now where you don't have to have a stock. You don't have to have an IPO to have a successful company, you know, crowdfunding and things like that. And, you know, 3D technology, I mean, for instance, in dentistry alone, you know. And so, and like you said, the marketing side, social media, I mean, you have all these free tools that you can just really accelerate with.
And, you know, and a common complaint, right, is like, they'll be like, well, millennials don't want to work for it, or they want it now and all this crap. And we joke all the time. We're like, well, shoot. Yeah, we do want it now, you know what, but we're gonna do it, right? Like, that's the flip side. It's like,
why not?
I don't need to go spend all this money and travel the world. I'm gonna be watching all these YouTube videos, Instagram, you know, following him. And it's amazing how much you can learn from surgery by watching Implant Compare Instagram, right? Like, that's the reality of the new world that's ushering in, is education's changing. And so, yeah, we may not do it the way you did it.
Right.
But guess what? We're going to be able to do it and do just as successful.
I think so. And I don't think there's any excuse anymore, right?
Exactly.
And, Paymon, you just opened a new practice. You know, used to, you'd have to do a print campaign and do an advertisement and this and that. But whereas now you check in and have your patients check in and like you on Facebook and do all these different things that are free tools, versus what it used to be. And maybe I had to do actual physical labor. And, you know, you say, they say we're lazy, but, you know, I still see staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning to reach out via Instagram and make a right post and staying up late. That's still work. It's just not physical labor, which is what they're used to, the baby boomers. And I think that there's nothing wrong with the old ways and a lot to learn, but there's a new trend coming through, and it's, you know, it's a beast that you either get on board or it will defeat you.
Now let's talk about that, because we just kind of jumped in and we're talking about millennials. Let's talk about what you do to our listeners.
We were double timing this. We have
Implant Compare
podcast.
So tell us a little, how did you come up with Implant Compare? What was your first thing? Like, how did you get into this?
So I've been in the med device field for about 7 years now. Started in patient monitors and ironically, regenerative biologics. to not very complementary products. Sure. But started in that, then went into implant cells, and then specifically just focused on regenerative biologics and working with tissue banks. And I was at all these different meetings. I mean, I was doing 15, 20, 25 sure. meetings a year. You know, maxi courses. I mean, I would much rather watch yeah. it paint and dry now than wow. do another maxi course, because I've done like three or four of them now. You know what I mean?
Wow.
They're long.
They're long.
Yeah, they're 4 days each session, and, oh. and they're all day long. And so, you know, I've done all these different Oral Surgery Society meetings, Georgia, Tennessee, the UAB group. And I mean, so I've seen so many of these courses, so many lectures. I just don't understand why I had to waste a weekend to do it myself as a rep or vendor. Uh-huh. And the same thing went, I started thinking about like people attending it. Like, you guys have lives too. You work very hard, you're busy. But to have to travel and do all these things. So I thought of it from an attendee perspective. And then I also thought about from a speaker's perspective. You got to shut down your practice. I mean, that's money, right? That's a lot of money. Uh-huh. And so I started with this Instagram, thinking like, all right, I started Implant Compare about the Instagram about a little over a year ago.
Okay. And it was crazy how quickly it's grown.
We were very fortunate.
Talk about power of social media.
Yeah, we just hit 27,000 followers. Wow. And
think about how many meetings you'd have to, you couldn't go to enough meetings to drum up enough support, right? Like
right.
You could go to every implant course and shake every right. hand, but like, you're not getting 27. I mean, that's what's so fascinating is it's the new reality.
It blew my mind. And I actually, initially Implant Compare was going to be a case sharing platform. So I thought, okay, people want to share cases publicly. They want feedback. They want to brag, whatever, you know, there's many factors. But so I started this website. I did it myself. I started, you know, started coding myself, yeah. self-taught. And then I outsourced a little bit of it. And we saw that, you know, I'm already sharing my case on Instagram. I don't want to go do it again. You know, I'm busy. So we were like, okay. But we added this, we thought what was the spice was live streaming courses and conferences and things of that nature. So I thought, all right, let's do this. Well, little did we know, it blew up. It everybody loved the live streaming side of it. And so we released our iOS app for iTunes in August. And it was very basic coding. The website was actually... It was down. It went
right,
down.
Right, you told me about this. So yeah. You said as soon as you did not expect as much traffic. So what happened? It blew up.
Yeah, I mean, I never would have imagined it would have accelerated this rate of speed.
That's awesome. So he wasn't ready.
The site.
Like, wasn't ready.
I was not ready. You know, I broke the first rule of technology. You know, you never go down.
Don't have a big enough server.
Right. So, you know, we were like, oh, well, that's a good problem to have. So I brought in my who's now one of the co-founders and partners in this, my buddy Zach Hansen. He was on the IBM Watson artificial intelligence team, and he was running that program. So he's in the AI world.
So he knows a little bit about
something. Yeah, he actually, you know, wasn't playing pretend coder like I was. You know, he knew what he was doing. So he brought in, actually, the guy's now working for Facebook as a senior engineer, and he built our iOS app. And so, you know, growing pains, we learned a lot, costly mistakes. But it worked out really well. And we've focused completely just on the live streaming side. I mean, we realize that people want to still be involved and be involved with these courses and things like that. But, you know, you don't want to spend the money and the time to go away and all stuff. You want to continue with life. And so what we've seen now is you know, we did a course. Our first event was in Bahrain, where I'm going actually Sunday. I'm going
second
to
time, right?
Yeah, 2.0.
That's 2.0. Exciting.
So a little country outside of Saudi Arabia in the Persian Gulf. And it's just an amazing experience over there. But that was our first event. And, you know, they have found us through Instagram.
Right. So. And what did you do? Like, as far as now, you said that they found you through Instagram.
Right.
They loved what that you did. And then you went in and promoted the whole Implant Compare to that community.
Yeah. I went and talked to them about social media strategies and stuff. And I'm actually going. And so they were, you know, they thought, hey, this would be great.
Because
like,
in the world, you're connecting the whole world to get, like, it's coming through surgery.
That's what's so cool about social media and whatnot is we're now speaking with people that we would have never
collaborated.
There's no borders anymore. I mean, and that social media has torn down the wall of borders or you know, the cultural differences.
And I
everything.
Think it's great that dentistry does that, right? Like, I mean, literally, there is no race, no gender, no whatever. I mean, it's dentistry.
It is dentistry, and it is dentistry here, and it's dentistry in whatever other country. Yeah. I mean, it is the same, and so. You know, I think we also take for granted here in the U.S. the resources we have. You know, absolutely. There's not a specialist on every street corner in other countries like there is here and stuff like that. So there's much more of a hunger for education. you know, with the live stream, not, I mean, now the app's in 84 countries. I mean, we're in 84 countries. I mean,
so give us a little bit about statistics of like right now with how many downloads, how many subscribers. Tell us about how many countries have live streamed your app.
So yeah, we're so 84 countries to date. we're like
pretty good.
That's crazy.
Well, I think we're like six or seven. So hey, countries. Check out the one of tennis because we're trying to get more countries.
it is hard to believe. I mean, we're in Libya. I mean, you know, we're in countries where, you know, you may not even be allowed to go and stuff like
that.
You know, I mean, so it's amazing to tear down those barriers and walls. And, you know, we're 32,000 plus minutes viewed on our app. So, you know, what we've done too is we've seen with live streaming the surgery side. That was the other part is by live streaming surgery, we live stream your surgery.
Yeah, that's the thing I was going to talk about. 2-day live surgery we did here at the office. Because one of the things I wanted, Blake, when I was in transition, I was building my own office at the other corporate where I was working because I was like, Blake, I got to do surgery. I got to do 114 live.
I think
podcast.
After we did Joe's course, you're like, all right, man.
Yeah,
I
saw a bunch of my friends doing it. I'm like, dude, let's do it next week. I'm down. I got good cases. So he came down. We did live surgery in my office. It's actually on Implant Compare app or on the website. You could go in. But the cool thing about it was I really got the feeling like you don't really know till you're in there teaching and talking and educating. And when the reaction and the feedback I got so many people, other foreign dentists from Nepal, I get messages like, hey, doc, I got this case, asking a question about it. And that nothing fulfills me more than I can help somebody out from Nepal. I've never met this guy. He's got to share some x-rays. We're talking and not only connecting us to get like around the world, but also making it fun because I'm learning something from them. Like they're like, oh, what about this? Or what about, I'm like, man,
right,
this is incredible.
Well, you have a lot of resources available to you, right? And they may not, you know.
Sure, so right. And that's the luxury of us living here in this, I mean, day and age, having so many people prepared on this right down the neighborhood. Like, hey, if somebody needs connected tissue or something, I could just send it out. Over there, they got to do a lot of stuff on their own.
You know, that's the thing. I think what the best part about live surgery is you can't hide anything. No, right. There's so much on a YouTube video. Yeah, it looks great and looks pretty and has some nice music in the background. But at the end of the day, you know, what happens when you nick an artery or you perforate the Schneiderian membrane or something like that, you know? They don't really show a lot of that stuff, the oops moments, right? And so with the live, you can't hide that. And that's what we've seen the feedback.
And the reality is
that
we all have those. So like it becomes this world of like of perfection, or you go to a course and it's like slide after slide after slide. It's like, well, I'm not learning a lot from that. You know, like this is how a sinus lift goes well.
Right.
We can all do one when it happens. But what do we do when we perf the membrane? You know, like, that, like that's such a, and to watch someone keep their cool, move through
manage
the protocol,
manage the adrenaline.
Remember how I was so nervous the first day when we did it. I was like, Blake, you got to talk to me through
your
this.
Patient
you
was know, hypertension.
I mean, well, it was like, what? You
know? Yo, my patient showed up 180 over 120.
He's like, oh, no, this is not
and
a
I'm
good
doing
I was super nervous for the single implant on 19. But
no. It was a harder case. But at the same time, it was a great experience. And I couldn't, like, I got so addicted. I'm like, man, let's do another one. Let's do this. Because at the end of the day, I also watch Implant Compare other doctors and colleagues.
Right.
And I learned so much from, like, for example, Dr. McComb the other day.
Yeah,
she had a great lecture. Shout out to Dr. McComb if she's watching. But she had an amazing lecture on perio grafting, and she's a periodontist. She's about to start practicing on her own. And then you said,
yeah, she was doing. She's going into a group of oral
practice
as a periodontist.
At the same time, the cases that she's been posting, it's so incredibly artistically worked that you learn so much as a GP, for example, that I love. I respect periodontists and what they do so much more than when I was in school, for example. I don't want to talk about school, like how really I didn't, like, at school
our view on what period was so
period
different,
was different. But now I respect it. But how do I respect it? Because I see platform of Implant Compare allowing me to see more of these work.
And we've learned, like, it's, you know, shoot, it's harder to manipulate tissue well than it is to take a tooth out necessarily.
Right.
So, like, just watch some of these people who do it so artistically and so and so delicately. It's like this incredible just craft that they've done. And you're like, and not only they're doing that live, it's like, oh my gosh, this is
it
insane.
That's the thing. I mean, the other thing we wanted to do is, you know, a lot of the content education sources out there are, you know, supplied by a manufacturer. So at the end of the day, you're going to get that last slide.
And that's
be
a
like,
big thing.
Step to the booth in the back and buy this, right?
Yes.
You know? So
it's sponsored. Everything is sponsored by something. It's funny that we had a group text yesterday. My buddy's like, oh, by the way, you got to buy so-and-so, Ivoclar, this for that, and this right. doctor said it. And I'm like, I asked him a simple question. Was he getting paid or she getting paid to say that? Was yeah. it a sponsor? And she's like, oh, I didn't think about it like that. I'm like, well, you got to see who sponsored it or where yeah. it's not. Because at this day and age, everybody, like all these content being thrown at yeah. you, you got to know, is it a company supporting them or sponsoring it versus...
Well, and I think that's what gives... Probably why you've grown so fast in a year, right? Because yeah. like people know that like they're not being pushed by an implant company or by, you know, like right. that's such a unique
thing. And nothing wrong with that either.
I mean, no, you can always so. Have,
right, yeah.
But still get good content. Point,
yeah, sure. I think you do, but at the end of the day, like there's, sure. there's just a realness,
it's, well,
personalness.
Sometimes it feels like a timeshare, like, right? Like you're like, oh, this is great, let me go. And then you're like, oh, great, now I got to try to dodge the rep or something sure. like that. So there's some that are great. There's some that, you know,
right.
are too gimmicky. Yeah, there's a little bit of everything.
And we kind of see behind the curtain.
Right.
You know, that's what's, I think that's the beauty of it, is we don't have to worry about, are they hiding something? Is this like an agenda?
Right,
you know,
full transparency.
Nice. And the good thing about it is that really the big companies and real good companies, they don't even if you do want to say their name, like I'd say, for example, I use this company, implant company, and they're like, we don't really care. We just want you to be happy doing what you do.
Right.
And those are the big companies. Now, you got little companies that are like, oh, you got to say our name four times or you're not getting paid. But the bigger companies are like, dude, I don't even really care that if you
don't
say
tell me this is the only allograft that's going to work.
Right, right.
Do
don't
a first
tell me that
preservation,
this is,
right?
Right. Like, and that bone and everything. So right. that's another thing about working and doing these, I mean, stuff, the surgeries.
Well, we haven't even offered CE credits yet. So... Everybody's blown away at that.
And that's
like,
huge.
You know,
people are doing this for kicks.
Why?
Yeah. that's what's cool.
We honestly haven't had one user ask for CE credits. Priority wise, obviously, since it's self-funded startup, you know, we're gonna go on, you know, what's, you know, plug the holes in first, right? Before we add, you know, some nice bells and whistles. So we will obviously be doing that in the future, but right now we just haven't had to because they find the content so good. I mean, you know, we've had two, we had a Prost resident, Dr. Sonata, a few weeks ago, great lecture on prosthesis-driven implant surgery. Mm-hmm. Hearing it from a Prost perspective, you know, and then Ally McComb talking about, she was talking about soft tissue management.
Periografting and soft tissue and everything. Yeah. And it was so cool because you got to go and pay $2,000 to listen to something. Maybe you don't really gain as much. Like, right. It's funny how you get on your iPhone these days and then you get on the app and you can watch that immediately or you can even replay. Yeah. So tell us how the implant compare works right now and what is your projection, what you're planning on in the future?
Everything you can view on demand after it's been posted, so you can go back and watch it. So it was the other thing. I was at a lot of courses. I always noticed everybody holding up an iPhone with one hand and writing notes with the other hand,
like
right?
Pictures of the slide.
Right, yeah. Like you're like, I can't. There's so much coming at me, especially like someone who's really green, who's never done implants before, right? You're getting, now you're talking about Chandarian membranes and nerves damage and all these different things that they're not comfortable with, you know, yeah. They're just not learning how to extract teeth. So that's a nice feature we think on demand, but the live Q&A you can watch now. It's not on the iOS app yet. We're doing our Android release and our new iTunes app in the next couple of weeks. Sure. So they're all going to be universal, the website and everything. But you can, on the website, you can ask questions live. So you can type it. And so like Dr. McComb the other night, she had like 10 or 11 questions come through as cool. She at the end of her lecture. So it really is as close to being there as it is. Yeah, you know, like you're there. So, and it's just, and honestly, it's just amazing how we've been very fortunate, the growth and stuff, and it all is Instagram. And you know, my lecture in Bahrain is about social media and the, you know, cost-effective solutions to having a digital presence as a dentist.
Tell us a little bit about that cost effective. Now, with everybody thinks that you got to go out and spend, like, for example, me, one of them, I spent, and I'm full disclosure, I spent $7,500 on mailers. And I got four calls. Four people
calls.
Called the office.
How many turned into patients?
And one of them showed up for the consultation.
So your customer acquisition cost is $7,500.
Absolutely. And that's
what's
me.
Like, that's like the Shark Tank question, right? They always go, what's your customer acquisition cost?
Yeah, so I'm telling you out there for all the listeners, so don't think the money like you paid, because that's how I was like, oh, I got to market. So tell us these cost-effective solutions for dentists.
You know, just from experience. So with, you know, I know Implant Compare is we're targeting after dentists. We're not just the general public. So that was actually a little tough because we didn't want to get flagged or posts and stuff like that. So it was a little tough to build that 27,000 followers, but it was hashtags, going and liking similar posts and reaching out and things of that nature and tagging the right people. But we've got 4,000 plus users of the of Implant Compare, and we haven't spent $1 on marketing because we used organic marketing tactics. You know, everybody thinks that Facebook is the end all right now. And actually a big stat now is like, I think 6% of your followers will actually see your post. They want you to pay to boost your post to your actual audience and following now. So I always tell people, don't put too much into your Facebook audience anymore. You know, have your patients like it and leave ratings, you know, and
organically, you know, kind of
right,
grow.
You know, make sure you're on Google and that everything is up to date, the number, and that you're encouraging your patients to give you a good rating and things like that. You know, that's important because at the end of the day, we're short term, right?
It's reviews, just
what
yeah.
I see instantly. And on the right hand side, they're going to see on Google your picture of your clinic.
Sure.
And, you know, put a few before and after cases in there and stuff like that. But, you know, I think that using these tools are important and, you know, showing a little bit inside behind the scenes so that they're comfortable with you, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't just be a typical
dental
marketing startup
right? Yeah.
I'm going to put this banner. Well, as a just Joe Schmo, why does that, because you said, you know, have a great day. I'm not going to all of a sudden become your patient. Show me what transitions you're doing. Show me how you're transforming lives and changing lives with your before and afters and things of that nature.
Well, and I think what we talked about earlier a little bit is it does have to change a little bit differently from what the way you market to a dentist is different than the way you market to a patient, right? Like,
right.
You know, we think it's really cool to see like everything flat back and right. all the implants in the mandible, but like your patient probably doesn't. Your patient wants to see that this person went from no teeth or a terrible smile to
right.
a movie star smile, you know, like that, like give the patient what they want. So I think we definitely have to be careful because we look at all day long, that's not necessarily what our patient wants to see. So the perspective
this goes
I think
back to another episode. Actually, we just recorded with Dr. Tremley about dental photography.
Yeah.
So that's another perspective. I mean, for listeners out there, we're going to have another episode just on photography and what he's doing in his business. But at the end of the day, for a lot of dentists, you got to put yourself out there.
Yeah, I think a lot of you guys like to have the Instagram as a hobby, as obviously
sure.
as we've seen with Implant Compare.
Oh, gosh.
I think it's good to have two. Have your personal one and keep that private. You know, I had a dentist the other day who said he's lost so many patients from YouTube. And that's why we started Implant Compare, is to kind of delineate it out separately, right? Because a patient will go on and Google implant surgery, and then they see this video that's meant to be educational.
Or
and go,
they Google your name.
Right.
And the next thing you know, it's popping like bloody up your and
right.
crazy. It's like,
no,
that's
thanks.
Probably not
I'm good.
What I want. Yeah.
We want to, you know, show patients that implant surgery is quick and easy, right? And painless, right? That's the way you do sedation dentistry, right? And you want to make it very easy. Everybody's terrified of dentists, you know, so especially an implant surgery. So they Google that and go, yeah, no, you're not going to do that to my face. No, thanks.
Sure.
So I think it's good to have, if you're ambitious to be, you know, maybe a platform speaker or something like that, definitely have a profile to share those cases, but you need to have one for your business and it needs to show, it needs to be aesthetically appealing, right? Painless, seamless, light transformations, you know, those type of things. I saw a statistic the other day. I'm actually using it in my lecture in Bahrain. 38% of our Instagram posts that show a face have a 38% higher engagement rate.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I tell you, one of the things I've been pushing a lot on when trying to get younger dentists to do is like, okay, take your iPhone. You just seated these, you know, beautiful in ears, or you just restore this beautiful on four or whatever. And me, I'm like, hey, can you share your experience, what just happened? And if
yeah.
you can get that on film,
oh, absolutely.
Get that on Instagram. I mean, that is like,
that's
exactly,
yeah.
you can't spend enough marketing on that.
No,
you know,
no.
And you get
no.
patient experience
and this starts to become the norm of what people expect from you. It's like, you just can't like that. That's irreplaceable, you know?
Right.
And I think one of the cool things about what you do and why I encourage even, you know, even everybody who's just like learning to place implants or learning to get involved is post your cases, because I think it's so good for people to get feedback, because the reality is, and we were talking this earlier, is I had a case this afternoon that I seated two implant crowns on 6 and 11 and then four anterior veneers. And, you know, I seated them and I cemented the four veneers and was about to cement the implant crowns, but the shade was off.
Yeah.
They had used a different material on the implant crowns. You know, the patient was probably happy with it. She was cool. But I was like, you know what? Like in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, man, I want to put this on Instagram. I want to use this in the future as marketing. I was like, I've got to have a higher
right.
expectation. You know,
you strive for greatness.
Yeah,
you want to be
pushing,
perfect.
You know, literally,
yeah.
The idea that I'm going to post something on Instagram, you kind of hate to say it, but that's pushing me to get perfection, right?
Right.
I called the lab and I was like, we can do better, guys.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, you know, these there's some people out there that are really raising the bar, you know. My good friend, Dr. Eduardo at Diaguiar, Jesus Ostos and Dr. Gerardo Chacon, they've all been on the platform and, you know, their Instagram profiles are ridiculous. I mean, I think Eduardo's got like 55,000 followers or something like that. I mean, they teach a dental photography course. I think they came up here to Nashville too, right?
And it's funny how many cities there. I think every other day they're in a city. Yeah.
They're worldwide. And you know, you could have a perfect case, but if you take crappy photos, it does you no good, right? No justice. So I think that's the other part. There's a new little device, I think they're talking about at IDS, that's an attachment for your iPhone that has like the side lights.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
for dental photography.
I saw those.
I know Eduardo, I think, was playing around with one, but yeah, I mean, that's, you know, dentistry is always about photography. Now it's, now make that photography for Instagram and social profiles and stuff. And
but the true value of it, like Soli said, is really is making us dentists to want to work harder to make
absolutely.
Better care, quality care, and doing a better, like,
look
better job.
Yeah. Jake, we'll take like, I'll take like a PA and be like, dadgum, like, we got to get a better PA.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't show this to 20,000 people.
Right,
I'm
yeah.
like, man, what was the deal with that? It really does start to raise the bar of what
absolutely.
We're doing, which is phenomenal.
You got to be very good at Photoshop.
right.
Or,
I mean,
you know,
it, that
if
is.
If patient gets better treatment, you become a better clinician.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's scary. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Your first few cases, it's scary. Put yourself out there.
It's
got to
be scary. I have some friend of mine, because this is funny what we're talking about, because she's like, well, I just don't know if I want to put my case, people are going to judge it. I'm like, you just got to go and put yourself out there.
Well, you know, if you're willing to put that patient's life out there, you know, send them
sure.
out the door to
sure.
live their life, you should be willing to put that out there publicly,
yeah,
right?
Because
that's
your
signature, right?
It's your signature.
So I think it's great, you know, it is definitely changing dentistry completely. And you know, you can get, there's talent everywhere. I mean, there's crazy stuff
yes.
too. I saw
you just showed me a case from a Russian dentist.
Right.
And I'm like, looking at this surgery, I'm like, man, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Like, this is awesome.
Right.
A nice pontic side prep for implant, all on four. It was all on
yeah.
six. And nice
six,
pontic
yeah.
sides where it's incredible how he did an amazing job. But again, it's awesome. Like, I love it. I can't talk enough about how it's connecting us.
It's a beautiful time to be alive. It really
yeah.
is. I mean, I think we need to embrace the technology and what's out there. You know, even social media is getting antiquated, you know, stuff like that. Like, look at Snapchat.
Talk a little bit about this whole thing about in the future of what's going to happen with Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram Live, Facebook Live. Like, what is...
You have to stay on top of it, right? Because like
right.
things, it's like a flash in the pan sometimes.
Like, I'm
so
even
you
thinking
have to
about hiring a social media director for just the office. All they do is just social media.
It is. It really is that important. I think, you know, a lot of people get their news from Twitter. You're actually going to get more engagement on Facebook from your 45 plus. Your baby boomers are going to be the most engaging on Facebook. 1 in 5 videos on Facebook now is a live video. Yeah. So live streaming, obviously, we love live streaming. That's what we
sure.
are. We're built on. I think it's the most underutilized tool. And you got to find the right way to do it, right? Because you don't want those awkward moments where like, we're live and...
Sure.
This
patient?
Right. You don't want those awkward moments because then it makes the viewers feel awkward and they go... So, you know, right now, Instagram and Snapchat are in a big war with each other, right? Instagram's trying to copy what Snapchat's doing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Facebook is a business now. Like you said, as businesses, it's tough to really grow. To do a growth hack with
sure.
Facebook is tough as a business. But I still think it's important. You know, your reviews, encourage your patients to do that stuff. But it's becoming the Google in a sense, in a sense of how it's being antiquated. But Instagram is this new tool you can manipulate and take advantage of. Snapchat, I'm not a big believer in yet. I think that they've got to find some new ways to do that. I think it's more for personal and, you know, and just between friends. But Instagram's still that public profile. So I think the Instagram stories is something that needs to be utilized. You can tag in your location, you know. So here, I just posted about some artwork that Paymon had just got, and I tagged in the location, you know, we're at My New Smile. I think
cool.
those
Thank
things
you.
Are things
you do that too. I paid a lot of money for those.
I'm going to charge him for that. But, you know, embrace the tools out there, because Instagram is basically, we're testers, we're beta testers. And so what they're going to do is encourage those who embrace the beta phase. So with live streaming, you know, live streaming your audience or live streaming even your podcast from time to time, like we are tonight. And so there's new ways to do that. But I think with your practice, you know, I would definitely separate your surgical photos and account to your personal business, but make it more fun. I mean, look, you know, a lot of these Instagram profiles are like a big wall of pamphlets, you know, like you ever been in a hotel in Florida and there's all these pamphlets to take the, you know, swamp ride and all this stuff, you know, that's what a lot of these Instagram profiles are like. It's just a billboard, you know,
get your team
real.
In there, get your girls excited, get your staff and
absolutely make it a fun place to be.
And not
right?
just a typical dental practice where it's this guy coming with his white coat. Get some pictures that are not truly old school dental office, because that's what people don't like to see.
Well, that's what's fun about being a dentist right now, right? Mm-hmm. Is we really are getting to create a new brand, a new thing, because with the way people, they look for what they want, or they buy things is totally different. You know, we live in a world of online. I mean, you know, Amazon's now has 50% of the online market share, right? Like, you know, the way we get things, acquire things, buy things is all different. And so with that means we get to start venturing out in the way we do stuff. And I mean, some of the things that you're doing to get new patients and do that is so much more unique than the five dentists around here, right, that are still trying to do things that way.
Yeah, and it brings in that new, I mean, look, if you get a 25-year-old patient now and you keep them for the rest of their lifespan, right, there's a lot of value there.
As long as you're a good dentist.
I don't think you have to have a social media director as much as, like, you know, you make...
No, I was just too much exaggerated.
My point is, like, make... What and I love about what you do, and you do the same thing, because I'm bad about is trying to make Instagram part of your, like, make that a part of your business, like a part of your day-to-day life, right? That you're letting people, because the transparency and the connection, I think, is ultimately what makes you successful, right?
Yes. And I emphasize that on my lecture that I'm giving next week, is no one's a better social media manager than yourself.
Sure.
No one loves your practice as much as you do. No one knows what they're going after or who they're looking for and cares as much.
Show them a day-to-day life in your practice.
And we're millennials. Don't act like you don't want to get on the social media anyways.
Yeah.
Might as well try to turn
You're
that
taking
into
selfies
some
anyways.
Right?
Might as well take selfies with your patients.
You know, as long as, you know, obviously be aware of your audience, you know, keep professionalism. But, you know, I do think that if you don't just post billboards and let someone else run your thing, those die out. They'll have 100 followers for the rest of the lifespan of that account.
It's funny how
get on there personally, be something funny. Mm-hmm. You know, the singing dentist, you guys see that?
Oh, yeah.
Post the Shape of You.
You know, version.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, I think doing that kind of stuff, be crazy,
it's
be
so
fun.
Funny.
Show how your practice, I mean, like, this practice is beautiful. I mean, showcase that, showcase the work, showcase your patients' reactions and do the live and do the stories.
Get your patients involved. Get them active. Like, it's funny. There's a doctor Rodeo Drive that he does a lot of that real time. As soon as he puts his veneers on his patients, he starts live broadcasting it with his staff, videoing it. And the patients look at their veneers the first time.
Yeah.
And they start crying. And he's capturing the whole thing.
That's like, priceless.
Yeah.
No matter what
and
flyer
you know
or ad mail you do.
That same guy. He consults for $250 around the country on Skype and FaceTime, and people travel to his office, California. He's making a killing.
Yeah, I think that's
but
it.
Not probably any, you know.
I mean, good. He's very good. Yeah,
right? But he's not doing something that talented people who have gotten trained can do.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the big thing. It's like utilizing that.
Showing a very good lab work.
To plug the podcast a little bit, obviously, I think one of the things what we're trying to do, right, is as millennials is talk about this is how we're utilizing technology and all these things we're talking about in our practice to be successful really early in our careers.
Right.
You know, I think one of the coolest things about photography and Instagram pictures is it used to be to build a what's the word I'm looking for when like your people talk about your legacy or like your you know what your work and that sort of thing. It used to be that you had to wait 15 years for people to see your work and you develop this reputation. That was what I was looking for. Well, now you can develop a reputation in 12 months by showing all your cases and posting all your stuff and showing these videos. It's like, well, shoot, they may be only 2 years out of school or 3 years out of school, but look at what they're doing. Like, they're not afraid to post all this stuff. And so all of a sudden, you know, we were talking about in the last podcast we did with, you know, you could have Dentist A, you know, who's got this really good reputation. He's been here for 30 years. He's great, all that stuff. But then on one hand, you can have Dentist B. Well, he maybe only have, you know, 2 years of experience, but you can walk in and see 20 cases of before and afters.
Right.
You know, which one are you, you know, you can have this or you're going to just go off of a gut feeling here. It starts to change things, right?
Like, right.
I think that's one of the cool things about technology is all of a sudden now you can build a reputation and a brand and a company in a year, you know,
exactly,
right?
Like no, that's, you're, like yeah, you
didn't have to wait
bar,
for to meet oral surgeon after oral surgeon after oral surgeon to get you some like credibility, right? Like,
right.
You earned your credibility on the fly by, you know, just putting everything out there.
Right.
That's
there's no excuse anymore. I think that's it. There's not an excuse anymore. There are resources. There are tools. I mean, with open software now to do your planning. I mean, there's so many things available to the millennial dentist.
It's fun.
Millennials, you know, I mean, but
they were all going to have 3D printers in our offices.
Right.
Soon.
We are going to.
It's fun to be a dentist.
I would imagine so.
It's a great time.
I would imagine so. I mean, I think that, you know, it's got to be exciting. Now you can really, I think putting out your work out there is the most important thing. I mean, you know, you want to show off what you do. I think that some of these before and after cases they're worthy of being on, you know, the nightly news. I mean, that is important. You're changing someone's life. And so if you can capture that moment and capture that transition and show patients, it's not about just like, oh, I'm going to go in and they're going to tell me what I got wrong and they're going to fix it, right? They're going to show you, you can show these people like, this person was looking like this, and you can see in their emotion when they, you know, how they look, and just tell they don't have any self-confidence. Then you take and show that picture afterwards, and they're ear to ear, right? And so
they get jobs, they start, I mean,
that changes
socializing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It changes everything. Now, tell me a little bit about now for our listeners. I want people to get more aware of Implant Compare platform.
Yeah. So,
young dentists. So
by the time this comes out, I think next week or week after. So, yeah. So, we should be available on Google Play for Android. We are available on iTunes, and you can also use implantcompare.com. It functions just like an app, the website does. It's called a web app, and you register with your email, or you can sign in and register with Facebook. It's completely free.
What's the future look like for Implant Compare?
So what we want to do is everybody asks us, you know, how are you making money? How are you making money?
Sure. Yeah.
We're not. So if you guys want to send me some ramen noodles, thank you. You know, we're hungry. But I never wanted to, it's kind of like follow the Facebook pathway, right? Like freemium and let it be out there and we'll figure that part out. Yeah. And so we've seen this movement, everybody loves it. And well, we don't want to do a bunch of ads and this and that. You know, if you look at all these dental blogs and sites, it's so hard to figure out where you start on the site and go to the next section. So we're going to try to keep it clean. But right now we're just doing user-generated content. We have some great, great contributors. Eventually we'll offer courses that you can pay for and get CE credits and, you know, with, you know, top contributors and do a hands-on course. We're also going to do private surgeries and live stream some private surgeries, we think. And as well as, you know, there's no reason why you can't do a hands-on course at home. Right. So we think now with the live Q&A and you can share slides and things of that nature, that we're going to offer some like mini residencies, right?
Oh,
in a sense like that.
That's awesome.
We're looking at working with Bahrain and the Ministry of Health and the Bahrain Dental Awareness group out there about doing a mini residency and live streaming the implant course from
Man,
here
that's awesome.
Over there.
Yeah.
Right. And so... So there's a lot of things we want to do. We're going to allow, you know, the big thing
big
was
things.
Too is
so
is,
exciting.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, as a contributor, as a platform speaker, a lot of these guys get burnt out and end up working for the company that they're, you know, they're being speaking for, right? And it kind of becomes a job and you get away from running your clinic, which you went into school to do. And
I mean,
so
just kind of privatizing it, making it so much cooler because you have everybody. I feel like me, I even when we did the 2-day surgery, like now I'm actually so motivated to go. I'm putting a PowerPoint together and bone grafting, for example, for Implant Compare, just specifically for the people that I'm thinking they're going to be wanting to hear some of these stuff. So like, some of the basic stuff. So
and that's important. I mean, so many people forget about like,
because the reality is that of those 27,000 listeners, a lot of them maybe have placed, you know, less than a dozen implants.
Absolutely.
Or haven't placed an implant.
Or none.
You know, there are dental students who are like,
and
man,
they could listen
this
to
is
that,
what I want
to
do.
Yeah.
Or they could go listen to anybody else. So it's a great platform. I'm so lucky and blessed.
And we're not,
like,
I mean,
it's amazing.
That's what I think, why we're having fun is because, like, I mean, he's placed a lot more. Shoot, I've placed, you know, 55 now. Like, I'm getting into the, you know, I just started placing them last year. And so, like, it's, you know, but the reality
but the thing is
though,
the cool thing I wanted to mention this about Soli is that there are a lot of people that Soli is such a hustler. Like, I don't see many people, the young dentists, like, they're that hungry. But he's also thriving to become better and better every day. Like, from the first time we met, like, after school, when you graduated to now, like, his growth has been tremendous.
Well, you surround yourself. That's what's cool about online world, right? You start surrounding yourself with with talented people. Absolutely. You know, you hang out with him, you know, you watch more videos. I mean, and so the first, you know, I can't tell you how many YouTube videos and Instagram videos on sinus lifts that I did before I heard my first sinus lift, right? Like that's
and even this is a cool thing. He just did a sinus lift. He posted me. I was like, dude, you haven't even gone to the course. And he showed me some badass sinus lift that he'd done last week. And I'm like, dude, this is sick. This looks awesome. So, I mean,
it's repetition, right? Because like, you're still going to encounter things. You're like, you know, I mean, drop an implant on the floor, right? Sure. Or you know, there's
suck
things.
And that's my big thing. That
break
I
an
like.
Elevator, you know,
suck a membrane up in the suction. That's the worst. All done that. You know, I really think that's like the thing that I try to push and try is like, you know, we're doing some things that are really cool and really successful. We're no
and we
different.
Want more people to do the same
and,
thing.
But we're no different.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.